music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Serving Kansas and the world through research.
1928. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. A short but upbeat 2 minutes of music by composer Jacques Ibert, his parade piece with the Lamoureux Concert Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where there is more classical music as the day continues. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up, we'll have along pianist Martin Jones for Preludes, Three Keyboard Studies by Felix Mendelssohn. That plus a stirring creation for viola and orchestra, Keith Jarrett's Bridge of Light, a bit later with the Fairfield Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We've got next the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance and conductor John Elliott Gardiner, and something written by Robert Schumann in 1841, something that he started out writing, thinking that it would be his Second Symphony. In the end, it wasn't called that. We don't know what the thinking from Schumann was in deciding not to call this a symphony, but it does have all of a symphony's components. They call this Overture, Scherzo, and Finale in E major. John Elliott Gardiner and the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, next on KPR. Some music written in 1841 by Robert Schumann. His Overture, Scherzo, and Finale, initially an attempt at writing a second symphony, performed by the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance with conductor John Elliott Gardiner. It is about 1227, and still to come is the Fairfield Orchestra joining us in the second half of the hour with a very tranquil concerto for viola and orchestra called The Bridge of Light by Keith Jarrett, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, on Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. And the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, on Friday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. On the KU campus, it is cloudy and 78 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy and breezy day, winds gusting to 35 miles an hour and a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. It's music by Felix Mendelssohn for you next. Martin Jones takes his place at the keyboard for Three Preludes or Three Studies on Kansas Public Radio. Three Keyboard Preludes, composed by Felix Mendelssohn, played on piano by Martin Jones, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 12:41, at the top of the hour, NPR News, we've got classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/Peasley Promise. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 78 degrees. It'll be breezy this afternoon, cloudy as well, and a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67, and tomorrow's another cloudy and breezy day with highs in the mid-80s and a 60% chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. If you are 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. All the details over at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab. Next, we're joined by the Fairfield Orchestra, led by conductor Thomas Crawford, along with Patricia McCarty a viola player in a very tranquil concerto for viola and orchestra written by Keith Jarrett. They call this one The Bridge of Light, next on KPR. The Fairfield Orchestra, conducted by Thomas Crawford and Patricia McCarty, viola player, all together in The Bridge of Light for viola and orchestra, music by Keith Jarrett, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. The next hour brings us another great concerto, one for violin, although it might also fairly be said to be a great Spanish theme symphony, and it is the masterpiece of French composer Edouard Lalo, the Symphony Espagnol for violin and orchestra, with Joshua Bell and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. We'll have that and much more for you in the next hour of classical music here on KPR.
Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live PR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by William Boughton, and a very memorable overture by Mikhail Glinka to Ruslan and Ludmila. On KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music for a Monday afternoon. This is going to turn into a Monday afternoon filled with great violin showpieces. Much later in the program, we'll have Prokofiev and his first violin concerto. A bit later in this 1 p.m. hour, Joshua Bell and the Montreal Symphony will be ready with French composer Edouard Lalo's masterpiece, a Spanish-themed violin concerto with many symphonic aspects to it, the Symphony Espagnol for violin and orchestra. That's in just a little bit on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu. We're in the company next of violinist Rachel Barton Pine with pianist Matthew Hagel and a suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still for you next on KPR. A great and lively suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still, played by Rachel Barton Pine, joined on piano by Matthew Hagel on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:24 now. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. Support for classical music comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting K-pop, Pollinator Palooza, family-friendly activities with butterflies, bees, and origami insects on Sunday, April 19th, 1:30 to 3:30. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 81 degrees, about as warm as it should get today, and fairly breezy with winds from the south gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and lows around 66. Tomorrow starts off a sunny day, again breezy with highs in the mid-80s, and by tomorrow night, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. The Montreal Symphony Orchestra joins us next, and the music on display by French composer Edouard Lalo of the late 19th century. What we'll listen to is Lalo's masterpiece, composed in 1874, his Spanish Symphony. Although, it is also more of a violin concerto, with a prominent violin part written specifically back in the day for the virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. Today we'll hear Joshua Bell in the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit, on Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Edouard Lalo, the Symphony Espagnole for violin and orchestra, composed in 1874, at that time for the violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. Today we heard Joshua Bell and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit. And it is just about 2 p.m. Violinist Joshua Bell will return in the next hour, along with the Montreal Symphony, for Prokofiev and his first violin concerto. We have that, plus a little Swedish serenade for string orchestra. Lots more fun classical music on the way here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 81 degrees here on the KU campus. News from NPR just ahead.
Intimacy coordinators.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Percy Grainger, a little tune that I've always enjoyed called Harvest Hymn, with the Academy Chamber Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio, the place to find NPR News, classical music as well. I'm Jeff Watson with the latter to share with you. Coming up, we've got the Tantillon Ensemble and some Czech chamber music of the classical time, Franz Kromer's Quartet for Oboe and Strings. And we will have a return of the Montreal Symphony and violinist Joshua Bell for Prokofiev and his first violin concerto, all just ahead, as KPR's classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Our next visit is by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, led by Peter Sundqvist, and some music from the Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. An early piece from Larsson, they call this the Little Serenade for a String Orchestra, next on KPR. The Little Serenade for String Orchestra by Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson, performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, led by Peter Sundqvist. You're on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:20. And stay with us for the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, back for another performance in just about 15 minutes, bringing back with them Joshua Bell for Prokofiev's first violin concerto, still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, on Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. 80 degrees here on the KU campus. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy and a low of 67. Tomorrow's another breezy day, partly cloudy, and temperatures will be in the mid-80s. And tomorrow afternoon, late, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms after 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. 60% chance of rain overall. and a low of 63. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants, food, through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Next, we're in the company of the Tantalon Ensemble with oboist John Dee and music from a Czech composer of the 18th century Franz Krommer Quartet for Oboe and Strings on Kansas Public Radio. Quartet for Oboe and Strings by Czech composer Franz Krommer, performed by the Tantalon Ensemble with the oboe, played by John Dee on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 is the time. At 3 p.m., we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's more classical music in store for you this evening from 7 to 8 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, all tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We're glad you could join us here on a Monday afternoon. It is your donation that is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. Your support matters to KPR. Contribute now over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to those of you who did so during our recent membership drive. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support. We are ready to bring back the Montreal Symphony Orchestra conductor Charles Dutoit and violinist Joshua Bell in a concerto by Sergei Prokofiev that he kicked off in the year 1915, took a little time off of that work to compose his opera called The Gambler, and a few years later, in 1917, he finished up the concerto, along with his classical symphony and several sonatas. A productive year for Sergei Prokofiev. We'll hear his first violin concerto in D on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 1 in D Major, as played by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Charles Dutoit and violinist Joshua Bell, today on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. This evening, catch more classical music from 7 to 8 p.m., and it is Classics Live between 8 and 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, as always, and I'll have more classics for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the genre-defying music of jazz drummer and activist Terry Lynn Carrington on Saturday. Tickets at FollyTheater.org. It's 3 o'clock.